In landlocked states like Colorado, where water sports are as common as Frank Ocean concerts, poolgoers bored of Marco Polo have been taking to niche aquatic activities instead. If you're in the know, you may be thinking that this is going to be another story about synchronized swimming. But think again. Remove the synchronized and swimming part, then add some cardboard. With a deep dive, CC Radio News reporter Evelyn Baher Murphy joins some inland seafarers on the campus of Colorado College.
The task is simple. Build a boat with only two materials, cardboard and duct tape. Then, put at least one team member in that boat and race across the 50-meter pool and back. The event, modeled after a similar contest at MIT, is the first of its kind at Colorado College and has drawn half a dozen teams. It's 9 a.m., 5 hours before the race starts, and one team, the Land Hose, arrive early to hoard the highest quality corrugated cardboard. Captain Sasha Levon wears a sailor costume that you could likely find in the kids section of Party City.
I just looked up, like, best cardboard boat design. So that's what I spent, like, an hour in class doing because I was, like, not paying attention. I think we're going to make, like, our oars are going to be on my hands instead of, like, an actual paddle. And I'm hoping that that will give us a little advantage in the water.
At the same time, members of the SS Booby Barn begin their morning a little differently.
Bagels, bagels, bagels.
After carbo loading, they dig deep into their closets, ultimately resembling a group of disheveled cowgirls on their way to a neon ballet recital. While the SS Booby Barn may be arriving fashionably late, they're confident in the experience of their team captain, Lucia Durrani.
I've built 4 cardboard boats, and some of them were more successful than others, but I feel like that has really prepared me for today, and I'm excited to, you know, get back in the water and, you know, feel the cardboard underneath me once more.
But wait a minute. What should the teams focus on before hitting the water? Employee at Global Diving and Salvage, an expert on sinking boats, Aaron Harrington weighs in.
I mean, my typical answer when people ask me why boat sinks, we just say that there's too much water on the inside. And then probably lack of a cohesive hull, let the water in and just soak it up. But it should be good for entertainment, watching them in the pool.
By 1:30, the Great Hall of El Pomar looks like a Hobby Lobby after a hurricane. Cardboard, duct tape, and scissors litter the carpeted floor. The Land Hose, donning paper hats, work on final touch-ups to their canoe-shaped craft. Meanwhile, team members of the SS Booby Barn frantically assemble a cardboard cruise ship replica. 2 cardboard breasts adorn the bow. Event organizer Chris Starr inspects the vessel.
I'm very skeptical about the SS Booby Barn. This may be the Boeing Supermax. Has a lot of potential, but it may crash and burn.
Inside the Fleshman Auditorium, the humid air sharply contrasts the snow falling beyond the floor-to-ceiling windows. Spectators file in and pack the bleachers. The teams, made up of almost exclusively non-male identifying students, enter the arena. Their vessels, which could easily be mistaken for oversized Amazon boxes, line the edge of the pool.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Five canoe-shaped vessels and their captains glide into the water, some more gracefully than others. The MH370, captained by Marguerite Goldberg, is off to a flying start, with Levon of the Land Hose armed with what appears to be oversized cardboard mittens, not far behind. Meanwhile, the Booby Barn has yet to enter their boat. It appears they've made it too buoyant. Floating at a whopping 4.7 feet tall, the vessel immediately capsizes, sending crew member Sadie Rashley McNally tumbling into the water. Her pink tutu bobs at the top of the pool while the team's dreams of victory sink to the bottom. Despite its early lead, the MH370 disintegrates before reaching the halfway mark. It's not long before the hull raisers, boys in the boat, and the homies reach a similar fate. Leaving everybody in their wake, one team is safely in the lead.
We won!
In a swift 90 seconds, the Land Hose take first place.
Today has been so many ups and downs, and I'm just really grateful for my teammates Ryan and Grace, and they really made this happen, and I love them so much, so...
Team members of the SS Booby Barn, however, did not go home empty-handed. They definitely won the Titanic Award for the most spectacular sinking. Keeping you quenched, this has been Evelyn Baher Murphy, and you're listening to CC Radio News.